Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net, thanks for doing the net tonight. For me, I've been working on some 3D projects continuing. The Christmas train project is coming along, at least on the printing side. I have all of my cars basically printed. I'm finishing up some decorative parts and things on them. So of the train itself, I've got a coal car, two freight cars, and two passenger cars. So at least the printing is done, and now I'll start on the engine as the next project, probably this weekend coming up. I will start printing on that. That's the easy part. The electronics is going to take some time. There's quite a bit involved into the locomotive portion of it, because all of the control boards that are in it, there is remote control for it. I have the remote control plastic built itself, but again, got to put all the electronics in the remote control, then put all the electronics in the locomotive. It also has steam that goes in it. It's got to have a buck converter for some conversion for some of the lighting, and to get that done, and then you've got to match the scripting between the remote control and the train itself so they can talk to each other. So quite a bit involved there. The next thing after that is working on the lighting that goes from the train itself back to the passenger cars. How the designer laid it out, I'm going to change. I don't want to do it that way, because if you do as he described, you're not able to disconnect the cars and put them away for Christmas. The wires are all connected straight through, so it wouldn't be good. So I'm going to have to come up with a solution for that, so that I can disconnect the cars at each coupling for the electronics for the wiring. So that'll work on too. So probably a couple of more months at least involved in that one. And about the time I get done with that, the third project is coming about, which is a commercial grade air quality monitor system. Somebody designed the at least the casing for it, and then what electronics go in it. I ordered all of the electronics. I got two parts of the electronics in. There's about 14 parts yet to come in. The bulk of them are supposed to be in, I believe, on Wednesday. I've got two parts coming from China, and then which are on a plane, they tell me. And then the last part is back ordered. So that one, I'm not sure how long that will be, but it's another 35 days until the project gets released on the printing side of it, and then I can print the case, but then it'll be working on the electronics. So lots of things coming up here to put together. Yeah, having fun doing that. Thanks, Dave, for doing that. We'll see everybody next week. 73. Got a little ice, snow coming possible tonight, but the rest of the week is supposed to warm up, so no major snowstorms or anything in the works, which is good. It can go to spring here and have that groundhog be a little wrong, and we get spring a little earlier. That would be fine with me. So 73, have a good week. KC8YBF.
Okay, real good there, Rod. Yeah, I told Bob, my net control down in Lansing, his dog goes and catches and kills groundhogs. And I told him maybe he should let it loose in Pennsylvania and get rid of that groundhog that keeps on telling us we keeps on getting 6 more weeks of winter. I don't know if that'll work or not. Probably not. Anyway, Mike, KFADDQ, you're up, and stand by Tom.